For Radio K-Man News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins. Good news for the People's Radio Station.
Radio K-Man is beloved by our country and our people.
We are always willing to support Radio K-Man.
I fully support Radio K-Man. I've been a major advocate, and I wish that we could afford to give them more.
MPs approve an additional $597,000 to support much-needed upgrades at Radio K-Man. Cabinet Secretary Sam Rose says government has recognized the, quote, significant need for additional resources.
Every year, consistently, the capital request for Radio K-Man hovers around, well, between the $50,000 to $70,000 mark. And that is just for basic upkeep of its equipment. We have suffered over the years several lightning strikes, which require us to replace transmitters, etc. And so the ability to go beyond to do some more extensive IT upgrades, software upgrades, and billing maintenance is quite limited.
This will also cut down time after a lightning strike, ensuring continued connectivity with the sister islands. The funds will also, over time, make up for staffing gaps.
They haven't had any growth in terms of expansion of the staff, and there's new demands, new areas and opportunities that they need to capitalize on. Every staff member in Radio K-Man, while their job description is quite clear, they all multitask and cover multiple areas. And so this is to allow them to expand some of the services, the programming, and to, in essence, modernize the offering. But we also want to be able to expand its appeal to the younger demographic.
Mr. Rose told Finance Committee the additional staffing will open up opportunities for new program offerings and expanded digital reach to attract younger listeners. After granting Radio K-Man's additional funds, the budget item Regulation for Financial Services Industry was given a $1.1 million boost. Minister for Financial Services, the Honourable Andre Ebanks, told MPs a large part of this will help the jurisdiction better manage in the increasing number of reinsurance applications.
So if we are going to be able to handle the amount of flow that is coming, which is a good thing, because these are large reinsurance firms that bring staff, boots on the ground, hire local populace. So there's a much wider economic impact by this very highly regulated institutional type business. And we need to ensure that the Monetary Authority has enough posts in the insurance division, because these applications are actually more complex than what they normally see. So it requires additional staff.
Minister Ebanks added funds will also help boost promotion of the industry globally to encourage more firms to use K-Man for these types of offerings. Georgetown MP Roy McTaggart.
Is SEMA then looking now to hire in additional resources in advance of the fifth round mutual evaluation?
Yes, so this appropriation is a mix of both reinsurance and preparation for the fifth round. If they can stretch it, if they would like to hire as many as they can, but I think they're at least trying to get 5 to 8 posts.
The Financial Action Task Force's mutual evaluation of K-Man is expected in 2027. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service's business center is currently experiencing delays in its ability to issue police clearance certificate requests due to an ongoing technical issue. The issue is being addressed, but it is taking longer than expected to resolve. Hence, some persons may experience delays in receiving their police clearance certificates, which are normally delivered within 24 hours from when applications are made via the Cayman Islands Government e-services portal. They ask applicants to please bear with them as their technical team works to get the system back up and running as soon as possible. For any urgent inquiries, contact the business center directly on 649-4924. A Venezuelan man continues to fight his extradition to the United States in Grand Cayman's Grand Courts. Radio Cayman's Jeffy Ebanks tells us more.
Juan Carlos Infante, a 61-year-old Venezuelan national, has been in custody in the Cayman Islands for over 4 years. Although acquitted of money laundering charges in 2019, he remains in jail due to an active extradition request from the United States on drug and money laundering charges. His case has faced numerous delays and was recently before Chief Magistrate Margaret Ramsey Hale earlier this year. The extradition request involves serious charges from the United States, including conspiracy to possess with intent to distribute cocaine, importation of cocaine into the U.S., possession of cocaine with intent to distribute, and conspiracy to commit money laundering. These charges stem from alleged activities in 2006 and 2007, where Infante is accused of being part of a sophisticated narcotic trafficking network. Infante's defense argues that the extradition request was not made in accordance with the law, citing issues with the validity under Cayman law and concerns about human rights violations if he were to be extradited. The appeal is currently being heard by Justice Marlene Carter, with both the appellant and respondent instructing Senior King's Counsel. The case could conclude this week. Javi Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
The trial of Theodore O'Neill Morgan, charged with stalking and other offenses stemming from a domestic relationship with another man, is set to resume Wednesday, October 16th in Grand Court. Morgan, who denies the charges, is on trial this week. The case was adjourned on Tuesday morning for the defense attorney's appearance in another court. The complainant alleges that after a brief relationship with Morgan, he was repeatedly found in the complainant's home uninvited, including when the complainant was asleep with a woman. Morgan is also accused of assault and causing other domestic disturbances. Cross-examination of the complainant is expected to continue today. The Miss World organization introduces the Miss Teen World pageant to the Cayman Islands. Pamela Ebanks Small from the Miss World Cayman Islands pageant.
So we're very excited about bringing our first Miss Teen World Cayman Islands pageant. We felt like we were in need of a teen pageant, you know, just to help us with, you know, hoping those girls eventually will go on to Miss World and Miss Supernational. And, you know, our goal as a committee is to get a winner in one of those international pageants. So we felt we needed a teen pageant. So I got the franchise this year for the Miss Teen Mundial pageant, which is held in South America every year. It was this year in El Salvador. Next year, our winner will go on to Mexico to represent Cayman at the Miss Teen Mundial pageant.
The event, set to take place on Saturday, October 26th of this year, at the Arc Camana Bay, will see four young women, Azaria Wright, Amy Barrett, Sheridan Seymour of Georgetown, and Shiante Sterling of Bodentown, compete for the title of Miss Teen World Cayman Islands.
The pageant, you know, the Miss Teen World Cayman Islands pageant, we decided to do it alongside our Miss World and Miss Supernational pageant. So it's actually one pageant, but we're crowning three queens. And no, that doesn't mean that it's going to be a longer pageant. We have condensed it as much as possible to make sure that it's not too long of a show, but it will be a very exciting one because this is the first time we'll be crowning a Miss Teen World. So it'll be three crownings in one pageant, which will be very exciting.
This marks a historic moment as Cayman enters the international stage of this Spanish language competition, which has been held across South America for over a decade. As winter approaches, Delta and Sun Country are increasing nonstop flights between Grand Cayman and Minneapolis-St. Paul. To celebrate, the Cayman Islands Department of Tourism and Meet Minneapolis are launching the Caymaniopolis Season Swap. One lucky family from each location will swap seasons, experiencing a week of winter fun in Minneapolis or tropical bliss in the Cayman Islands. For more details and to enter the contest, visit caymanislands.com/seasonswap. And that's your evening news. For Radio Cayman, I'm Felicia Rankin-Zollins.